Yet how much she owed to Peter Walsh later. Always when she thought of him, she thought of their quarrels for some reason, because she wanted his good opinion so much, perhaps. She owed him words, sentimental, civilized. They started up every day of her life as if he guarded her. A book was sentimental, an attitude to life sentimental. Sentimental, perhaps, she was, to be thinking of the past. What would he think, she wondered, when he came back? That she had grown older? Would he say that? Or would she see him thinking, when he came back, that she had grown older? It was true. Since her illness, she had turned almost white. Laying her brooch on the table, she had a sudden spasm, as if, while she mused, the icy claws had had the chance to fix in her. She was not old yet. She had just broken into her 52nd year. Months and months of it were still untouched. June, July, August, each still remained almost whole. And as if to catch the falling drop, Clarissa, crossing to the dressing-table, plunged into the very heart of the moment, transfixed it. There, the moment of this June morning, on which was the pressure of all the other mornings. Seeing the glass, the dressing-table, and all the bottles afresh, collecting the whole of her at one point as she looked into the glass, seeing the delicate pink face of the woman who was that very night to give a party, of Clarissa Dalloway. Of herself. How many million times she had seen her face, and always with the same imperceptible contraction. She pursed her lips when she looked in the glass. It was to give her face point. That was herself, pointed.